This is the Sue Free Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm just so blessed and so honored to be with you today. I always look forward to this, and a lot of the times it's just me on here talking, and hopefully it's God's voice through me. And I hope that you're hearing what his message to you is. But today we have a special guest, and I'm going to introduce her right now because she's sitting right here, and we had to wait a little while, so I'm sorry for those on Facebook Live that had to wait a while, and hopefully you're still with us. Anyway, so who I have is a Hollywood-born author and talk show host, Cindy Galley, and she merges media and ministry in her show, A New Thing with Cindy. I love that name. With degrees in broadcast, journalism, and divinity, she shares inspiring stories of triumph, empowering women through New Gal Global. I love that name. She also co-authored the book Don't Be That Girl, and her YouTube show, wow, features interviews showcasing journeys to success. And we are about that here too, so that's kind of inspiring. Cindy just walked in, and she had to drive away, and we had ways to get here, and she came in, and we just got to meet each other just right here, right now. So we're all going to get to know her better together, and I'm looking forward to that. So, Cindy, when you first came in, I introduced myself. You introduced yourself. We had a little prayer so that we know that we're in God's home and that he's going to hopefully, I know he will, but he will bless people with what we're going to say because we asked him to guide our words and give us discernment over what we're going to talk about right now. And what I asked Cindy was, if you had one message that would be the strongest message, the one that's really heavy on your heart and that you just feel really strongly about, what would that message be? So first of all, welcome, Cindy, for joining this show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Such an honor and joy to be here, Sue. Truly.
Oh, good. I'm really happy to meet you. Maya has just spoken so highly about you.
Likewise.
And so I was looking forward to meeting you, too.
Thank you. Likewise.
So what would be the message that you would give the listeners right now? And so we're giving you it up front. We're giving you this big golden nugget right here up front, and then we'll go into more detail.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. You know, I feel like my biggest message right now is he who has begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it.
Yes.
I feel like so many times, you know, we look at our failures, we look at our shortcomings, we look at our mistakes in our past, and we disqualify ourselves. Mm. But when you look at all of those who walked with Jesus, when you look at the lives of his disciples, when you look at the lives of the apostles, when you look and you read about the great men and women of faith in the Old Testament, not one was perfect.
No.
Not a one. Even David, who was the apple of his eye, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, the mistakes he made. Abraham, the father of faith, the mistakes he made. And yet, when I read the New Testament, it doesn't allude to that at all. In fact, the Word of God tells us in Romans that Abraham strengthened himself in faith, giving glory to God, that what God had promised, he would be able to bring that to pass.
So when I hear that, this is for you, listener, because what was good for them is good for us.
Yes.
Right? Our God, our Father, he loves us, he created us, and he wants us to live out the purpose that he created us for. Mm-hmm. And what you said about, you know, the unworthiness, I've talked about that in the past because that's the devil talking.
Yes.
To where we beat ourselves up thinking that, you know, oh, why would God want to use me? I know, listeners, some of you, you say that even right now. And what Cindy is saying is that, yes, you know, even the disciples, even the people that were walking alongside Jesus, they saw Jesus, they touched Jesus, and even they came short, and Jesus, you know, chose them anyway, because it's imperfect people. He's using imperfect people, and that would be me, and I think it might be you, and he can still use us.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
And so that's really good, really good. Wow, I'm reading your bio. Cindy, was there anything more you wanted to say about that? Because when you were talking and about the people, I was just thinking, oh, man, that's us. That's us. It's us right now, right?
Well, you know, there was a season. You know, I'm in full-time ministry, and I do have a media ministry as well. But there was a season where, as a single woman, I decided to go after a relationship rather than the things that God had purposed in my life. And I walked away from my assignment. I walked away from ministry and did my own thing for a few years. I said, Lord, I love you, but I'm tired of being single. And I just said, I've got it from here. Thank you so much. And I made some of the most ridiculous decisions I'd ever made on my own, just having wisdom, having a degree, being a pastor, being in full-time ministry. And when I came back, I had to fight through the shame, the guilt. And even though I knew, and this is why New Gal Global, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Yeah.
Old things have passed away.
Yeah.
All things have become new. And it was this revelation after the battle with the mind, and like what you said, the enemy loves to beat us up. Oh, he would sit on my shoulder and whisper, oh, who do you think you are? Oh, give me a break. You know, he would just, and I'd be sitting in church, tears streaming down my face.
Right.
I had to overcome. Now, when that truth exploded on the inside of me, oh no, shame, you need to go. We're done. We're done. Jesus already paid the price. We just celebrated that this past weekend.
Yes, amen to that.
When he said, it is finished. It was everything we could ever do, every thought we could ever think, even the ones that we have never walked out. But Jesus paid the price so that shame would be gone and that we could walk in the fullness, which means the joy, the confidence, the strength of who he has called us to be. And we can do it through his grace and through his strength.
How old were you when you did that? When you left and you went and did your own thing?
I was in my early 30s. My early 30s, yes. And I'm in my 50s now. But God is so good. He's so gracious. You know, and he doesn't remember those things. We do have to ask for forgiveness.
Right.
And we truly need to repent, which is a
turning
away from and walking away from that.
Right.
And then once it's behind you, the word is so clear. Don't look back. Put your hand to the plow. Move forward. Paul said, one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press towards the things that God has for me. And that's what we need to do, no matter what we've done.
That is such a good word. And everybody has their own way of saying the same thing. And I hear you say it with such eloquence and such emotion that I see it a little different. And I'm hoping that both of us can reach whoever God wants us to reach in our message. And it's wonderful to hear that. My daughter, she was single for a very long time. I think it was 35 when she finally found the one, and she now has three grandchildren. And it's wonderful. And to see their marriage, they dated for 2 years and didn't even kiss.
Love that.
They didn't even kiss. Now, I was like, they were having a struggle at the very end there. You know, they were really having a struggle. I'm like, maybe you just need a kiss. I'm like, oh, man, did I say that? But I did. I'm like, it's a kiss, you know.
Yes.
And they said, no, we want to wait. And I'm like, well, there's a lot in that kiss. You know, it might help out. And, you know, how many of us wouldn't be able to do that, right?
Right.
For 2 years?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I could.
Self-control.
I'm just being honest. Yes. But but it was amazing. And when they did get married, and that first kiss, everybody that was witnessing their marriage could feel the emotion and all of that. What a wonderful testimony.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Yes. And we all have a message, okay? God takes our messes and makes them messages, and we all have them. And I felt that unworthiness when I was growing up, and it wasn't until I was like 13 years in my marriage where I really come to grips with how much I needed to let go of and forgive. And so forgiveness is a strong one for me. And I think a lot of people hold on to forgiveness. I mean, unforgiveness.
Sure.
Because they just feel like they're hurting the other person, but they're not. Who are they hurting?
Themselves.
Exactly.
Yes.
They're in bondage, right? And listen, when you have a secret or you have unforgiveness in your heart, I'm telling you right now that you cannot be free to do everything that God wants you to do.
That's right.
In agreement.
That's right.
Yes.
Absolutely right.
Yes. So what inspired you to start your talk show, A New Thing with Cindy? I love that title. And how has it evolved since inception?
Thank you so much. You know, I would say when I was little, I used to always interview people. I just loved the idea of interviewing and hearing what they had to say. What are they thinking? What are they doing? When did it happen? You know, but as I recommitted my life to the Lord, I just had this understanding that I was also called to ministry. Mm-hmm. And so whatever that was, the broadcast, the journalism, all of that just needed to be put on the shelf. I felt personally like I just needed to put that up on the shelf for a while. And so I served in ministry for years, but I would still envision me interviewing people. And I said, Lord, what is going on? Like, I'm in ministry and I'm doing this, but I keep having visions for this. And it was this sense where he was saying, the ministry that I have called you to is ministry, but it's not what you know ministry to look like. Mm. It's like, okay. So it was a while, and I wasn't supposed to chase after anything, but I kept envisioning talk show, dialogue, conversations. And so, you know, we'd have a little thing here, a little thing there, and we did a show, and it was on Hollywood Comcast for a little bit, and just kind of whatever, whenever we could do it. But I don't think that it was the Lord's timing. I think we were just trying to kind of figure out how to make it happen. And one day, I was having a conversation with a lady from church, and we were not at a church service. It was like during the middle of the week. And we were having conversation, and we were sitting kind of the way you and I are right now, a little bit closer. And I just heard in my heart, this is what it's supposed to look like.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like around a fireplace or around, you know, on the couch. Yeah, just sitting, having a conversation.
Conversational. Yes. You know, not that it didn't have to be the table talk, right, and the view and all of these types, right, of things that I thought it needs to be like this. You know, and that's what I love. It's like we have our own understanding of how we think it should be.
Right.
But the Lord already knows. So we would just ask him, okay, this is what I believe you've put in my heart. What do you want this to look like? And so it was during the pandemic that I heard him say, now's the time. And I said, what? You know, here I was now, 20 years later, after all the dreaming, 50 pounds heavier, grays coming out of my hair. I'm saying, why couldn't this have happened when I was, you know, running every day and just, right, you know, all of the things. And but I said, okay, Lord, but I hear you. So we just began to pray. I have a business partner. We do a lot of video production together. What is the name of the show? When do we air it? When do we film it? And he really just put all the pieces together. As we prayed, in my spirit dropped the new thing. And it was based on Isaiah 43, where he says, behold, look and see, I will do a new thing. Yes. So we've had a wonderful time. Thank you. We have, you know, ministers, teachers, entrepreneurs, authors.
I'd like to be on.
I would love to have you on.
I would love to be on there. That would,
yes,
be so much fun.
And we just talk and talk about the new things.
I just nominated myself, okay? I just said, okay, I'm hands up.
You're
I'd
in.
I'd love to do it. Okay. That would be great. That is so great. It really is. And something that you said, I see it differently, but you said timing, and it is timing. It's God's,
yes,
timing. You know, we have,
yeah,
our own thing in our minds, right? Mm-hmm. And what you said about visualizing. I have this visual that I've had for, I don't even know, since I was like 12. Mm. And when I look in the moon, I see a lady with a microphone. And I'm thinking singing, and I was on the worship team.
Okay.
But it's not singing. And it's not really radio. Mm-hmm. I never thought radio. I never thought writing a book. It was speaking on platform, keynote speaking and speaking.
Wow.
And so, but I mean, I didn't know how that was going to happen.
Yes.
And here is what I'm going to say, because you said timing. But I think that he's preparing you, preparing me for his next assignment. And we have to go through these stages.
Yes.
And we're thinking over here. And he's like, no, I want you to get this down. Get this down over here.
Yes.
Because the next thing is maybe over here. And so it's wonderful because, mm-hmm, you had the vision. He gave you the vision.
Yes.
But you didn't know how it was going to unfold.
That's right.
And when it was going to unfold. Mm-hmm. And it's his timing. So, man, that was a good message. And for me, I'm doing radio. I am starting to keynote speak, but a lot of times people go the other way. I wrote my book. Usually that comes later too. Mm-hmm. So I don't do things normal, like normal timing. But it's God's timing.
It's
and
God's
I'm going to do
timing.
Things the way God does it. And this is a message for you, is that, you know, we don't have to follow any rule. We don't have to follow any plan other than God's plan. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't understand it. Sometimes like, what? Right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of what you said. It's like, what? Now? What do you mean now? Right? But
yes,
it's now. And
yes,
so that's pretty exciting.
Yes. Amen. And the Bible is so clear. Let patience have its perfect work. To everything, there's a season. I mean, we look from the Old to New Testament, and constantly read about timing. Mm-hmm. Abraham and Sarah, mm-hmm. they jumped the gun. Mm. Again, they leaned on their own understanding. Okay, well, this must be how it's supposed to happen. Right. And yet the Lord said, no, actually, that's not my son of promise. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, my goodness. But we do that all the time. We do that all the time.
Right. And trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, right?
Yes.
Right. Lean not on your own understanding.
Don't do it.
But it's sometimes all we have.
Yes.
Right? So we kind of do lean on it because it's all we have. Mm-hmm. But he's calling us to lean on him.
Amen.
And wait on him.
Yes.
Be still and know that I am God. Oh, my goodness. That's a tough one for me. I bet it's tough for you, too.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not impossible.
No.
So could you share a memorable moment or story from your show or, you know, that deeply impacted you could share with us?
Oh, my goodness. We've had some wonderful episodes. I do have to say this, you know, in the beginning, because it was YouTube, there was an episode that was 2 hours and 59 minutes long.
Wow, that's a long time.
It was a long time.
That is. YouTube. That's a long YouTube.
Yes. And so, you know, you learn as you go. One of the things I always encourage people is you can just get better as you go.
Yes, we do that.
Right?
We should do that.
And you can customize it and tailor it. But there have been so many wonderful moments. I would have to say the things that really have blessed me are the times where you don't expect it, but the Lord blesses you as you're interviewing somebody. Maybe there's a prophetic word, mm-hmm. and then you're just kind of like, jaw dropped.
Wow, tears that was for me. Wow.
Tears coming down your face. But we've had some wonderful, wonderful guests, you know, and I think the thing that brings me the most joy is when I hear from individuals that will say, because of that episode, I have the courage to step into doing this thing that God's had in my heart. And I have just been too afraid to do it. I've been too paralyzed to do it. But that episode, it's like, oh, my goodness, Lord, you used us.
Yes.
In just such, to us, it's insignificant.
Right.
But to that individual, it was everything.
It was impactful and significant.
It was that rhema word that gave them the strength and the courage to push, play, go, green light, do it.
Yes.
So many times, again, you know, we get in our own way of doing what God has called us.
Oh my gosh, that is so true. Did you hear that, listener? We get in our own way. We've got to get out of the way and let God do what he does and just be an open vessel to be used for his glory.
Amen.
Yeah, and I'm guilty as charged. You know, I get in the way sometimes. I'm like, no, yeah. Oh. And then when I say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah.
I thought I could handle it, but you know what? No, you take the wheel. You're better at it than I am, for sure.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Yeah. And what trouble we get into when we take the wheel back in our own hands.
So true. And then it's like, okay, you can have it again.
Please, Lord.
Right, you took it.
Take
you
it back.
You took it. And he's gracious. He takes it back.
He is so good.
I'm so glad. Thankful for that. As someone who merges media and ministry, mm-hmm. okay, I merge ministry and business.
Okay.
But I do media too.
Yes.
So I'm merging all three.
Right here.
Yes. I just realized that the light just went on.
I'm like, yes.
Because I was thinking, oh, yeah, she does that. And I'm like, okay, I do business and ministry because my employees were my ministry because I was heavily involved in church when I bought the company that I, Ecola. And the Lord just spoke and said, you know, your employees are your ministry. So it was impactful to me because I realized, you know, you don't have to be in church to minister.
That's
you don't have to be anywhere other than just where you are. Mm-hmm. And God can use all of us, regardless of where you've been, which is what you said in the very beginning, is that we get unworthy. We feel unworthy. We have that voice inside our head saying we can't be used. Mm-hmm. And God's saying, no, 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 you can and you should.
Yes.
And you need to.
Amen.
Get out of your own way. Right?
Please.
Right. And just praying to be an open vessel to be used is really good.
That's
when you feel
so
like
good.
You can't be used, just ask to be an open vessel to be used.
Mm-hmm.
And ask and you shall receive, right? That's what God says.
Yes.
Ask and you shall receive. And so if we ask, we believe that we will receive.
Yes.
As long as it's in his will.
Amen. And you know, when it's his will and you know that it's his will, I think that's what gives you the strength to continue doing it.
Yes.
Because, and you may have experienced this or maybe you have not, but there are times where I have this, we know him as the enemy, the lies, the father of lies is what the word says.
Uh-huh.
And he starts saying, oh, you're too old.
Or this or that.
Nobody wants to hear what you have to say. And it just, these soft little, of course, the word says as the sheep of the Lord, we know his voice because he's our shepherd.
Right.
So you realize, oh, that's not the Lord. You know, mm-hmm. that's not the, and it makes you feel different.
Mm-hmm.
You have this icky feeling all of a sudden, there's a heaviness, there's a burden.
That's so good.
So I have to push through. And I just say, you know what? You are a liar. The Lord has told me to do this, and I'm going to move forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I need your strength. I need your grace, Father God, to get me through this next episode. And the Lord will do it. And so even when we're walking in his will, we still need to call on him to continue to do what he's called us to do.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. And I know some of you out there, you're going through struggles right now. There's struggles. We have this life journey and we have really positive things going and we have struggles. Mm-hmm. And these struggles is where we learn the most, I think. Would you agree?
I agree.
Those struggles. It's like we get through those struggles and go, wow, I've learned more about who I am and what I can mm-hmm. what I can do with the Lord.
Yes.
So that's really good. With all of that, we take what we are given mm-hmm. and then we can talk ourselves out of it, or we can trust and believe that the Lord's guiding us. Mm-hmm. I know there was times where I had to have healthy boundaries, which we do need to do, and it's difficult sometimes, but we have to have healthy boundaries, and rebuke the devil. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. That is not truth according to his word. Right? I out loud mm-hmm. because he cannot hear our thoughts.
Yes.
You have to speak the name of Jesus out loud. It's so important in the battle, in mm-hmm. our spiritual battles, right?
And Jesus did it, and we have to as well.
Right.
It is written.
And the scripture, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Yes.
I lean on that. And victorious. We are victorious in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Those are so powerful and gives us that power that sometimes we feel powerless mm-hmm. in our situations. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's so true. Yes.
Right. So we're going to go to a break in a few seconds. So what would you want to say at the end, like right now? Because we're at halftime, and then we're going to have another whole section. So what would you want to say at the close of the halftime?
If it's in your heart to do, do it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. Oh, God. See, I needed that. Sorry. Okay, we have 1 minute.
Oh, yay.
Okay, so I'll give you one more question. You've recently ventured into documentary drama. Now, that I'm very interested in, your production.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, that's so exciting to me. Can you tell us more about your upcoming project and what themes it explores?
It explores the idea of single women being stronger than what they know.
Oh, that's so good.
Stronger than realize, you know, sometimes you think, oh, I'm not married, so I'm not strong.
Oh.
Or I'm not married, so I'm a half a person. And all of those things are a lie. They're not true.
They're
those
not
are lies.
Right.
And so that is where it stemmed from, was so that single women know you are single, yes, but you are strong because it's in him.
You know, I have a lot of single friends and actually I'm single. Mm. So for me, I mean, it's like it is difficult and age plays a part in this too. But no matter what age you are, being single, it's a difficult thing. And staying on the straight and narrow and doing the right thing during that time is, but knowing that we are whole, that Jesus has us right where he wants us for right this moment,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yes.
Search me and know me, right? We want to be the best version of us that God can help us be. And so that's what we should be working on in this time. Would you agree?
I agree, absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show right after this brief break.
Have you noticed more insects or rodents in your yard or maybe in your home?
Warmer weather means it's mating season.
Cutie, what's your sign?
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, manager at Ecola. When pests start mating, they start looking for food supplies, your pantry, your garage, and a quick infestation can cost hundreds in tainted food.
You don't want pests in your house. We know how to find and eliminate them before they can settle in.
Call us for our free pestimate at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial treatment. Pests hate that we make our service so affordable.
Don't let insects and rodents move in. Call Ecola now, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. Or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ecola, 877-332-BUGS. termitelady.com.
What would you do if your 2-year-old child simply stopped breathing?
The day businesswoman and author Sue Freeze discovered her son had developed life-threatening asthma, her life changed forever, sending her on a path of learning, discovery, and environmental activism. Sue's book, Learning to Breathe, chronicles her amazing life and death battle for her son Tyson's life, a how-to manual for parents of children with asthma, revealing the secret causes, surprising cures, and the untold truth about harmful indoor allergens. Written with the passion of a loving mother, wisdom of a successful businesswoman, and deep spiritual devotion, Learning to Breathe is a hero's journey for the parent in all of us. If your child suffers from asthma, this must-read book could save your child's life. Learning to Breathe by author Sue Freeze, available on Amazon, or log on to SueFreeze.com. That's Sue, F-R-I-E-S.com. SueFreeze.com. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Control, for sponsoring this show. I am so thankful to be part of this show, and I'm glad that you are visiting with us, or maybe you're longtime listeners. We've been on the show for 14 years. I am amazed at that. It's just amazing. If somebody would have said 20 years ago or even 15 years ago that I'd be on the show and doing this thing, I would have said, probably you're crazy. It's not in my wheelhouse. But see, that's what God does. That's what God does. Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Control, for sponsoring this show. If you would like to sponsor the show, I would love to talk to you. Go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Again, Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com, and I'd love to talk to you. We have a signal. We have shows that are from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo. And then we've got Christian, we've got country, and we would love to have you have a chance to figure this out if this is a good medium for you to get more customers or more clients. If you're in a designated area of Orange County or LA, we can help you. And I've been doing advertising a long time, so I know that I can help you. So please let me do that. And thank you, Ecola. Again, we are hiring, so if you're interested in hearing more about that, please contact termitelady.com, and we will be happy to work through that with you. All right, so I have a guest, and she was with me with part one, and this is part two of a two-part program. And her name is Cindy Galley. And just for those that are just joining in on this show, she's a Hollywood-born author and talk show host. She merges media and ministry in her show, A New Thing with Cindy, I love the name, with degrees in broadcast journalism and divinity. She shares inspiring stories of triumph. Do we need triumph? I think so. Empowering women, yes, through New Gal Global. Love that name. She also co-authored the book, Don't Be That Girl. I want to hear more about that. And her YouTube show features interviews showcasing journeys to success. You know, sometimes we don't know what God wants to do in our lives. And sometimes when we hear other people's stories, it gives us hope, gives us faith, and gives us maybe a way, you know, a thought process. Maybe we're going to change view or change direction just a little bit, and it can change everything in our lives. Life is a choice. We all have choices every second of every day, and we need to keep our mind focused on what God wants. And if we can do that, He will guide our path. And so having Cindy here, we had so much in the first part that I want to invite you to go back and find part one of this two-part segue, because we talked about so many things, and I'm energized. I don't know. I just feel I feel invigorated right now, and I cannot wait to get to the next step. So, Cindy, welcome again to part two.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here, Sue. Thank you for having me. Such an honor.
I love talking to you. I want to talk to you more and more and more, not just not here. I want to hang out with you.
Yes.
I mean, you just seem like an amazing woman, and I just would love to get to know you better.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We talked about the documentary drama production. I don't know if we finished that, though. Is there more that you can tell us about that? Because I think it's kind of interesting.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much. So really, it's interviewing different women. It's different, the stories of different single women.
Yes.
All the different journeys. We all have a different journey that we've all been on.
Yeah.
So different age ranges. And of course, each will share a little bit of the heartbreak in each of their stories and lives.
Yeah.
But then, of course, there's the turnaround, and it's all because of Jesus. He really is the one who has redeemed all of our lives from destruction. And so the women talk about this, and it's just so beautiful to see, oh my goodness, Lord, you did this for her. You did this for her. You did this for her. He said it for so many of us, but just to hear the stories and see how He's directed their steps and to see the strength that they now have because he is their husband. See, the world and society will tell us, well, you're just half a person. And sometimes people will treat you that way if you're not married. Well, you don't really know everything because you're not married.
Right.
It's like, well, that has nothing to do with it. I know people that are married who don't know everything.
Right.
I don't know anyone who knows everything.
True that.
Right? And so there's just certain things that society has accepted or believed or, you know, Jerry Maguire's, you complete me. It's like, no, all of those things, you know, they're just sold to us by Hollywood and then we believe it. And yet that's not even what the word says. We're complete in Christ.
Right.
We have all that we need when we're in him.
Right.
His strength makes us perfect.
Yes.
Right. And his presence is what? Is fullness of joy. And so all of these things we have when we're in him. And so I found myself one Christmas season, and it's really where this was birthed from. You know, I love Christmas so much. And I believe one of the reasons why there's so much joy is because it is the message of the birth of Jesus, whether people realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We're proclaiming it. We're singing it.
Mm-hmm.
You hear all of the songs, Away in a Manger, Silent Night.
I love Christmas music. I play it
right?
all year long.
Yes. Christmas in July or whatever.
I keep my Christmas tree up all year. People think I'm crazy.
I used to do that too. I need to get back to that.
It's
I love
lazy.
That.
It's just that I love having my Christmas lights on. And it just is, I don't know, I just love the time of year and all the love and
just
everything to go along with it. So why not celebrate that?
Yes.
Just saying.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was one of those songs that had me just so excited and full of joy. And then in a minute, the next song was something probably like Chestnuts Roasting or White Christmas or I'll Be
those
Home
songs.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
One of those songs that just jerks your heart. Like,
yes.
And then I just realized, oh my goodness, I'm going to be single again for this holiday season.
And then everything goes.
And it just started coming down. Yeah. So I was on this high and then it started to go low. But before I could get to that point, the Lord said, no, you're strong. Yes, you're single, but you are strong because you're in me. Look at what I have you doing. Look at the things we're doing together.
Mm-hmm.
I started, Oh my goodness, Lord, you're right. And it just lifted me up.
Right.
I mean, so quickly, all of a sudden I had all this vision and purpose. I need to strengthen every single woman to let them know there's no reason to be sad.
And that's so good.
Right?
That's
and so,
so good.
That's where it came from. She is single. She is strong. You are strong, even though you're single, because you're in me.
I have some people very close to me that need to hear that message and believe and hold on to that message, because it is so easy to go down the other road.
Yes.
And, you know, just get into that. I'm alone.
Yes.
I'm alone.
Yes.
Alone. Yeah. So what a great message.
And, yes.
You know,
Thank you.
Find a need and fill it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord revealed to you.
Yes.
That, look, you are where you are, and there's others that are in the same boat or some similarities.
Yes.
And so now you guys can come together and strengthen each other and have this community where you can help each other out. And I love that. You know, when I was married for 32 years and during my marriage, I felt very alone in my marriage.
Mm.
And there was a scripture that I realized that I leaned on a lot. And it's Psalm 139, search me and know me, O God. And if there's any evil way, you know, direct me and pluck it out. Get it, get rid of it. And so I realized that whether I came, if I stayed in my marriage or I left, I'm taking me with me.
There you go.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what I needed to do was focus on what I needed, God wanted to do in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent the next, I don't know, 5-10 years, search me and know me. And every time something came up, it's like, oh, wow, why did I respond that way? Or what was I feeling during that moment? Because did I need to work there? Did I need to do some work there? Because if I did, I wanted the Lord to do it. You know, search me and know me. And he would reveal things to me because I was open to having it revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was a person, You know, you can find friends that'll tell you what you want to hear.
Yes.
But you can find people that really love you that are going to tell you what you need to hear. Mm-hmm. And even though it hurts,
yes,
it's well worth the effort. And those people are very important in your life.
That's right.
As long as you know that they're doing it out of love,
mm-hmm,
and godly,
yes,
you know, wisdom.
Yes. Faithful are the wounds of a friend.
Yes.
That's what Proverbs says.
Yes, exactly.
But a true friend.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you need to have those.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, when you were talking about that, I'm thinking, yeah, because wherever we are, I was telling a friend this lately, is that they were talking about other people in their lives, and I'm like, you can't control them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't control anything they're doing. The only thing you can do is work on you.
It's good.
And anything you have that's involving in that situation, you have to work on your part in that. If you have a part in it, is it the part you want to play?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the part you want to play? Because if it isn't, then change your part.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is something that God worked through me, through my time,
mm-hmm,
of search me and know me. And he's still searching me and he's still knowing me and I'm getting to know me.
Amen.
And it's been going on forever.
Yes.
And it's a journey, right?
Yes.
I mean, it never stops.
No.
I'm just so thankful God's not done with me yet.
Oh, aren't we so thankful
aren't you?
For that? Oh, my goodness.
I'm so glad he's not done with me yet.
Right.
Yes.
Paul, he says, wretched, you know, man that I am, basically. You
yeah.
know, just the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I don't want to do, I'm doing them.
Yeah.
This is an apostle
right.
who wrote, you know, an extensive part of the New Testament, and yet you see his struggle, you hear his pain,
mm-hmm,
and we can identify with that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're listening to the Sue Freeze Show. Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Connect with me there, please. This is the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And I think one of those or all three is something we all need. So please connect with me and let's have a conversation. All right? So what else would you like to talk about? Because I want people to get to know you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What
Thank
part,
you.
What would you think would be the most important thing for you to share? Because I am loving listening to you, interacting with you. It's great.
Thank you so
yes.
much. You know, and I'm not trying to put in a shameless plug for the book, Don't Be This Girl, but.
Oh, I want to hear about that.
So, yes, thank you so much. You know, that came out of, again, you know, I was born in Hollywood,
mm-hmm,
and I do know that I have a part to play. The Lord has shown me, like, the industry is a part that I need you to impact. However, when you look at the messages that Hollywood gives, they're so contrary to the Word of God,
mm-hmm,
in almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the ones that we think, oh, this is wholesome. You still look and you go, well, that's not right, you know. And yet this is the seed that's being sown in our young people,
mm-hmm,
in our kids, mm-hmm, in our marriages, in women. You know, you mentioned your friends that are the single friends,
mm-hmm,
that are discouraged. We're looking at the loneliness, and a lot of times it's because we're looking at people that are together on television or in a movie, and we're wanting that. But that is a screenplay. That is something that somebody wrote and is scripted. And their purpose is to get as many viewers to watch this show or to go buy the ticket to watch this movie.
Right.
So they're doing their job well. What we need to realize is our lives are not a Hollywood story, you know, and our lives really ought not play out the way that the stories do in Hollywood. And so, you know, for years I've been a singles pastor, and I would just find myself pulling my hair out because it would be almost the same story, different girl, you know. Well, why she would think it was okay to be with a married man.
Mm.
Even if he was separated, or some, not, they don't even care that he's still married, you know, and, or why it would be okay to go to a bar with another friend and then be fighting over a guy. These are women in the church I'm talking about.
Hmm.
And I'm saying, Lord, what is happening here? Now, I know I shared with you in the previous show that I did have mine in my early 30s. I was like, Lord, I'm done. I need to find somebody so I'm no longer alone. But you know what I was doing, Sue? I was looking at what everybody else had. I was comparing myself. And now, of course, well, we have social media and all of these other things grabbing at our attention. So we're
yeah.
seeing the beautifully curated version of somebody's life. But we don't really know what happens behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true.
Right.
And it so all looks pretty. On
it all looks pretty. And that's exactly with what Hollywood. So, you know, you see these movies, whether it's Sabrina or The Holiday. You know, I have a lot of girlfriends in my life who, while the show, this is a, I'm talking about Christian women. While the show Sex and the City was in its prime, they would watch it. They would have house. They would have parties,
mm-hmm,
and invite all their friends,
mm-hmm,
to watch these young women living in New York City and living this extremely a different life than what we're called to live. It was just full of, you know, I wouldn't want to say obscenity, but it was a lot going on that is contrary to the word of God.
Right.
And, you know, and then they're saying, oh, well, if it happened for them, it might happen for me. But really, it's not okay to be strung along by a guy for 6 years. And it's not okay to be involved in a relationship with him behind closed doors when he's married to somebody else. But there's these things that we watch, and as women, because we're so hungry for love.
Right.
But the Lord wants to be the husband. He wants to be the number one, even for the male. He wants to be your number one. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things, that we're not seeking it for the things, but it's what comes as a natural byproduct of just seeking him first.
Right.
He wants to be first. He tells us in Isaiah, I, the Lord your God, I am your husband. I'm your maker. He tells us he is our husband. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the book, I said, Lord, I felt like a broken record saying the same thing over and over again. Different story, different situation, but you know, the emasculation of the men is not okay. Mm-hmm. If you're married, you shouldn't be emasculating your husbands. Mm-hmm. Like, submit. He should love you as Christ loves the church, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful sacrificial love.
Yes.
And it's not a demeaning love. It's right. not get under my foot. But also the wife also needs to honor the husband.
Right.
You know, so we talk about some of these different, my best friend's wedding. Actually, I couldn't watch, when I watched that movie the first time, I did not like any of it. And it's because the entire time, the best friend, played by Julia Roberts, was trying to sabotage and deceive her best friend. She was manipulating. I mean, it was terrible. And yet we look at these, and in fact, my co-author, she said, oh, but I love that movie. I was like, and we kind of laugh about it, you know. It's like, excuse me. It's like, no. That it shouldn't be like that. And so anyway, just that is why the book, you know, but we also pepper in our own story, personal stories as well, because we realize that really trying to live a life right before the Lord as mm-hmm. a single or married woman mm-hmm. is not an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. But with him, like what you had said in the previous episode, with God, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And it's so true.
Yes.
Sometimes we lose sight of that.
Yes.
You know, in whatever the circumstance is, we
yes.
just lose sight, or we don't think we hear his voice and mm-hmm. we don't feel his presence.
Yes.
You know? So it's like, where are you? Where are you?
Yes. Yeah, so we keep looking at the situation.
Right.
Right. But all of
bigger.
Psalm says to exalt the Lord.
Right.
Magnify his yeah. name. And so that means you're looking at his name and you're making his name bigger than your situation.
Then the situation gets
right.
smaller.
Yes.
And all things give thanks.
Amen.
And as we are grateful and have a thankful heart and think about
goodness.
All the things
yes.
we're thankful for.
Yes.
Which COVID, you know, if there's anything I could say was a plus for mm. COVID, if there's such a thing, mm-hmm. is two things for me. Is one, just things we take for granted on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
Being able to see smiles. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that's huge.
Yes.
To be able to communicate with people sitting on a plane, those masks caused me mm. to close down. And I'm normally a talker.
Okay.
And I just felt like it totally closed me down. I don't know about you. But, I mean, it was just a whole different thing having that on. It's like a muzzle.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
But just being grateful in all things and things that we took for granted that were taken away, our freedoms mm-hmm. that were taken away during
sure.
COVID, and now realizing, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad that we mm-hmm. can go dancing again. I'm a competitive dancer. And
oh.
we had to stop dancing. There was no dancing because
right.
people were afraid of getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
So they just closed everything down mm-hmm. for a while. And that was really hard on a
sure.
lot of people because
yes.
that was their family, their
yes.
community. Yeah. So
yeah.
pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But exalting him and
yes.
giving thanks in all things really helps get through when we're feeling like overwhelmed with everything mm-hmm. that seems like it's going not our way.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And I love that you said have a grateful heart.
Yeah.
That really is key. And that's what the word of God says. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, well, I don't know his will. Well, right there is one of the ways that to be in his will is in everything, give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling depressed, I
yes.
tell people just put your feet on the ground
mm.
and pray. Before they hit the ground, pray mm-hmm. and give thanks for the things. Even if it's breath, it's getting you have another morning.
Amen.
You know, if that's it. Or you get to take a shower.
Yes.
When I broke my leg, I couldn't take a shower. And when I could take a shower, it was like the most biggest blessing in the world to be able to take a shower.
Yeah.
But how often do we just take taking a shower for granted?
For granted, right? Yes.
Until you can't.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Or having hot water.
Oh,
how about that?
Yeah.
The simple things in life.
We have so much to be thankful for.
We do.
We really do.
Right. So don't be this girl. Mm-hmm. So do you describe what that not to be girl is?
Yes. In every chapter is alluded to a leading lady from a romantic comedy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So what would be one?
Don't be this girl. We hit, for example, Bridget Jones. We'll take her, for example.
Okay.
It's a movie called Bridget Jones' Diary.
I don't know that
and
movie.
She's just very sloppy, drunk.
Oh.
Flirts with her boss.
Oh.
And she's lonely.
Right.
You know, so you see her drinking to the song All By Myself. And at some point she gets a clue, this really isn't the path that I should be taking. You know,
and that's good.
Oh, yes. you pray that all the women get it, you
yes,
know.
Yes.
And so we talk about, you know, we just highlight some of the obvious ones. And then we talk about our own, you know, situations or even experiences when we were younger. I think both of us feel like the book is to either just the woman that doesn't walk in wisdom, has no instruction, you know. But there are women that, you know, that are reading the book that, you know, go to church with us and we're getting this DM saying, oh, my goodness, that chapter really slapped me in the face. It's like, well, praise the Lord, you know, and we're trying to do it in a sisterly way because we love everybody. But we just want you, and you had said it earlier, I think it was in the previous show, was we want everyone to be the best versions of themselves. Mm-hmm. But we do sometimes just get in the way and we make these terrible choices. And so the hashtag is bad choices make good stories.
Yeah.
And then it says, don't be this girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we have movies like Sabrina. We include The Way We Were. You can tell we're a little bit of the older genre because of some of the
right.
the movies that we have.
The Way We Were. I talked
to one of my pastors about it, and she said, oh, I love that movie. I said, did you love the part where? And then I proceeded to, you know, share the one scene that I was like, no, girl, this was not okay.
Right.
And she said, I don't remember that. And I go, exactly. Because we just train ourselves just to kind of, we just let that go right over our heads. Mm-hmm. And then we want all the romance. We want all the love.
Mm-hmm.
We want the Robert Redford, Barbara Streisand thing to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but really, if that were a true friend of ours, we'd say, no, this is a very toxic relationship. You need to work on you and you need to let him work on him. And don't change yourself to be who he wants you to be. He needs a different woman. You know, and that's, so some of those things we address, we have places where people can reflect. We have exercises in there. We provide,
oh, that's so good.
We provide coaching in the back, you know, coaches who, they're certified coaches who love to work with women. We don't want to just leave you, you know, feeling like more wounded and raw.
Right.
When we're done.
You're identifying a situation, but you've got to fill that void with something else.
That's right.
There's a lack of confidence with women and men, and they just don't understand their value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not till they understand who they are in Christ.
That's it.
So I will just say that if you go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com, there is the I Ams. And the I Ams is something I had to learn because I had people in my life very close to me that were telling me words that were not truth to me about who I am and what I am. And so it wasn't until I got a hold of the I Ams and understood who God said I was, that I understood that I was valuable, that he created me for a purpose, and that, you know, I can stand firm in being who I am. I don't have to mold to what your desires are.
That's
I'm going to stay true to who I am for
Amen.
God's sake. And that's true for you too. So you can get the I Am Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com. You can print them. They're free. And there's three pages. And you read them every morning and every night. And it will impact you and empower you and make you realize just who you are. You're victorious. You're an ambassador to Christ and more and more and more.
Amen.
We only have seconds
that.
Left. Anything
okay.
else you want to say to just...
I love it. No, declarations are everything.
They are.
And declaring what God's word says about you.
Out loud.
It is written out loud.
Out loud.
Yes.
That's the key.
It's the sword of the spirit. Bring it out and speak it out.
Amen.
Amen.
See, we understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jesus, the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He is the almighty healer and power is in his name.
Yes.
Amen. Oh my goodness. This has been great. Are we finished or do we have more time? Oh, dang. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you, and thank you, Cindy Galley, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Sue.
Thank you.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home. your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.